Traders, I'm Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. Markets are coming off a day in the red to start the week. Yesterday, markets pulled back, weighed down in part by big tech. The Dow dropped 97 points, or a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ retreated from record levels, the S&P 500 shedding 0.12%, and the NASDAQ gave up 0.41%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning. I'm showing it's down 0.24%, a little over 0.2%. I'm not really surprised that we're showing this weakness lately in the markets. I mean, after all, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. You got Powell speaking on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, that causes the market to be on edge. You got the ECB meeting this week. And China came out with their first comments out of their meetings. So, there's a lot of uncertainties going on here. But I do think that the market's attention really is on Jerome Powell and his speech in front of Congress on Wednesday. He may be able to provide some insights as to when the Fed may start lowering interest rates. I'm looking at that CME Fed Watch tool, and I really see that July really looks like to be the month that they start. And if you heard Rafael Bostic yesterday, he came out there and he said that he expects, the first rate cut to happen in the third quarter. Well, that would be July. And then to take a break. Well, there's no meeting in August. And then September and October are kind of wishy-washy because they don't want to make rate cuts ahead of a presidential election. So yeah, I see one in July, but then taking a pause until November. What else do we see here? Shares of Target and displaying strong gains after earnings release. Apple's weaker this morning due to some China news. Shares of AMD, falling. U.S. officials has told AMD that their China-made AI processor is still too powerful to meet U.S. export restrictions. We're looking overseas at the markets, and we're seeing the DAX is lower by 0.11%, or about 20 points. The FTSE is actually trading, flat to higher. It's up less than 1 point. The CAC is down 7 points, 0.09%. You had some economic data that came out of Europe this morning, which did show that the markets are showing some, continued weakness, that the economies are showing some continued weakness. But you got an ECB meeting coming up, and that's really, I think, the focus going on for the European markets. You're looking over at Asia last night, and, the Nikkei, fell 11 points at 0.03%. That's nothing. But, the Bank of Japan will likely be raising rates later this year. Hong Kong fell. Hong Kong dropped 433 points, or 2.61%. China, on the other hand, the Shanghai jumped 8 points, which is 0.28%. Now, the key thing is that there was no stimulus announcement from China overnight, which, really has the market on edge. That's why you're seeing Hong Kong fall apart. Shanghai, the government officials have put in some, short selling restrictions, which is really, keeping that market from falling. But Hong Kong doesn't, have those same restrictions, which is why you saw that drop of, 2.61% last night. We're, keeping an eye on oil action. Oil is interesting because it is trading lower. It's down about 1% this morning. You're looking at WTI is trading at $77.87 a barrel, whereas in Brent is at $82.02 a barrel. Listen, markets are unconvinced that China is going to be able to reach their 5% growth target goals. These are goals. They're not saying that they're going to do it, but they're goals. And China does have a history of manipulating, economic data in order to achieve these goals. But, we do have interest rate concerns. We do have the API estimates coming out after the bell. So, that's something else to be focused on. But oil is trading down about 1% this morning. And that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update, Emily.
Bill, you did mention there's sort of some uncertainty and caution in the air. And to work against that, gathering information and data ahead of the trading day can help you feel confident in making moves on the trading day. And you're doing this day in and day out using your Newswire. In your opening, you also mentioned some interesting earnings. You did bring up Target, which was your pick of the day yesterday, and we're going to get into some earnings action before we get into the day's other market-moving news. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what is going on in terms of earnings.
Yeah, let's start off with Target. They released this morning. They delivered a beat of 76 cents on higher revenue. You look at that stock this morning, it's up 8.10%. I mean, that's an 8% gainer. Wow, that was a nice one. That was a good pick yesterday. Then we're talking GitLab, ticker GTLB, Grace Tom Larry Boy. They beat by 7 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Guidance was an issue here. You're looking at GitLab, its stock's down 23.15% this morning. Upcoming earnings announcements. We got Ross Stores, ticker ROST, Richard Oscar Sam Tom. Their EPS is $1.63. Expected move is 5.73%. Then you got CrowdStrike. They're also releasing after the bell. That's ticker CRWD. Charlie, Richard, William, David, their EPS is 82 cents. Their expected move is 12.78%. And then, you know, tomorrow morning, you got Foot Locker, EPS is 34 cents. Expected move is 17.35%. You got Campbell's Soup, EPS is 77 cents. Expected move is 4.62%. JD.com, EPS, 65 cents. Expected move is 9.92% when they release. So, yeah, you got a lot of good earnings coming up this afternoon and tomorrow morning, Emily.
Bill, a number of big names there will be following along, and we're also keeping track of the economic events. Again, you know, there is that hesitancy in the air ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's comments on Capitol Hill due tomorrow. But in the meantime, we're still watching other economic events. Bill, what is going on there?
Well, hey, at 10 a.m. This morning, we get factory orders, and we also get the ISM services index. Both are key reports, but neither one of these is going to be really market moving, especially when you consider you get a commentary tomorrow from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. So, you know, that really is the key. But we'll see how these numbers come out. See if they create some volatility in the market. But Fed speak, Jerome Powell, you know, that's going to be the key one. And remember, you know, if you got newswear, you type in G/Fed and you're going to be able to see his opening remarks on newswear ahead of his commentary tomorrow morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic news happening, Emily.
And Bill, you're one step ahead of me here this morning, which is no surprise. Because, you know, you can set up these newswear alerts. And as you mentioned, sometimes the commentary is released ahead of the actual speech. And you're able to grab that immediately using newswear, not just economic events and those earnings, but other types of news, things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings. You also look at your certain stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. You're able to group sectors together. I often look up news using a ticker symbol, and this way you can sort of gather not only what's happening now, but some historical data. I can't imagine getting into the trading day without using newswear as you do every morning, Bill. So what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a data check on my Dow stocks. You know, I'm showing about 10 higher, one unchanged, the rest are lower. So yeah, you know, that's not really great for the opening. Then you look at your FANG stocks and they're all trading 0.5% or more lower. That's not a good indication for a positive opening. You know, airlines for the most part are trading weaker. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines, you know, they came out and they said that they're no longer pursuing a merger. You know, getting past that objection by the FTC would have been difficult for them. But remember, you know, JetBlue disbanded that relationship they had with American Airlines. That might come back into play here. What else we see? You know, retail stocks for the most part are showing gains on the back of Target's earnings. Drug stocks are, you know, mixed to higher, I'd say. Autos are lower, banks lower, casino stocks lower. Semiconductors, with the exception of NVIDIA, are all trading lower. Into some of the news that's hitting the tape this morning, we're talking Apple. iPhone sales in China fell 24% year on year. In the first 6 weeks of 2024. That's causing Apple stock to drop a little over 2% this morning. We're talking Amazon, ticker AMZN. They signed a deal with Huawei on a global patent agreement. Amazon's, you know, down 0.4%. Talking Tesla. Tesla's European Gigafactory near Berlin halted production and was left without power after a suspected arson attack on a power station out there. Tesla's trading off 2.37% this morning. Going into Dow stocks, we're talking American Express and Visa. White House is looking to limit credit card late fees. There's some news I saw this morning. Boeing got a nice order from American Airlines, but the FAA's audit did find that Boeing's quality control failed in the Alaska Air incident. A lot of their quality control came from parts that were purchased from Spirit Aerosystems. They used to own those guys. They spun them off in the early 90s, but they really do need to take them over to ensure quality. Salesforce, that Trailblazer DX conference in San Francisco is this week, Wednesday and Thursday. In terms of merger news, ticker CARR, Charlie Apple, Richard, Carrier Global to sell industrial fire business to Sentinel for $1.425 billion. Ticker BABA, Alibaba, they're going to be investing in Chinese AI company Minimax at a $2.5 billion value. Talking guidance news, let's just hit it with GitLab, ticker GTLB. They see Q1 EPS a negative 5 cents to a negative 4 cents to a negative 5 cents. Street estimate was 6 cents. So, that's a big turnaround. That's why you're seeing the stock trade down 23% this morning. Target, on the other hand, ticker TGT, they see Q1 adjusted EPS of $1.70 to $2.10. Street estimate is only $2.07, which isn't phenomenal. I would have liked to seen a bigger, a jump in their Q1 adjusted EPS. But listen, Target's up over 8% this morning. You got to be pleased with that. In terms of shareholders and the news going on, NASDAQ, ticker NDAQ, NASDAQ's having an investor's day today, starts at 8 a.m. Listen, NASDAQ, these guys can raise prices at any time, and brokerage firms have to pay it. They don't have a choice. This is a company that really shouldn't be public, but they are. So, I'm not expecting anything significant, but NASDAQ is one that can always make money. Target, ticker TGT, Tom Grayson, they're having a financial community meeting today. That's going to be started at 9 a.m. That's really what I see for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Going with Ross Stores, ticker ROST, Richard, Oscar, Sam, Tom. Listen, earnings are out after the bell. EPS is $1.63. Expected move is 5.73%. Now, yesterday's call volume, we got 4,769 calls versus 1,821 puts. That's more than 2-to-1. Open interest, 125,301K to 19,439K. That's positive on the call side. So I like that's a good factor. You're looking at the major brokers, they're raising price targets. Nice to see. And face it, the company did raise guidance last quarter. So yeah, I do like it. In terms of an entry price, I got to get in the $150 range. I'd like to get in near 150 if possible. The market is going to open up a little weaker. Hopefully that gives me an opportunity to pick up shares of ROST on the cheap. That's kind of what I'm looking for. That's my pick for Sam Tom on an earnings play.
Bill, another retail stock there. Your pick of the day yesterday was a retail stock. We did mention that it was Target earlier in the show. And coming up, we're going to do a full recap on that pick of the day. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, what do we see here? LIPO, Linda, India, Paul, Oscar. These guys got FDA clearance for one of their drugs. Visa and Western Union expand cross-border collaboration. 7-year agreement. BAX, boy, Apple, X-Ray. Baxter's disclosed that's in recent talks with PE investors on potential sale of kidney care. It came out in a regulatory filing. Cisco, ticker CSCO, should win unconditional EU approval to buy Splunk, SPLK. Alibaba, ticker BABA, they're going to be investing in Chinese AI company Minimax, $2.5 billion valuation. Meta's Instagram now allows DM edits within 15-minute window. Google rolls out the changes for users, apps, and developers as EU tech rules loom. BlackRock, the SEC further delayed its decision on BlackRock's application for a spot Ethereum ETF. You know, a post on a hacker group's forum said United Health Group paid $22 million in a bid to recover access to data and systems encrypted by the Black Cat ransomware gang. You know, on Disney, Nelson Peltz is out there, you know, out there yesterday saying that, you know, Disney had gambled away a winning hand and blamed poor oversight from its board. Hey, listen, he wants to be on the board. And you remember, he put his brother-in-law on the board of Wendy's. I mean, yeah, like you know, the guy's ever flipped a burger. Ticker NVO, Novo says Flow trial achieved primary endpoint for its kidney disease treatment. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading today, let's take a look at that pick of the day from yesterday, which was Target. We mentioned it a couple times throughout the show. You did give us their earnings. During your earnings rundown, Target reported Q4 EPS of $2.98. As you mentioned, that could have been anywhere from 57 cents to 76 cents better than the analyst estimates that were out there. Revenue for the quarter came in at $31.9 billion versus the consensus of $31.83 billion. During your newsware alerts, you did tell us about that adjusted EPS. The company did say for the first quarter of 2024, they expect a comparable sales decline of 3 to 5% due to changing habits. The company also guided for the full year 2024 with an EPS of $8.60 to $9.60. The analyst estimate there was $8.44. And you did also give us that note about that financial community meeting today. You know, in terms of Target, you kind of gave it away earlier in the show, up more than 8% this morning. Bill, how did your call work out?
Worked out fabulous. It really did. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, the stock did open up at $153.19, which to me was too much. I didn't want to pay that much, you know, and then it immediately fell down to 151 area. And, you know, I was like, you know, this is a good area. It popped from there. I mean, I held some options that I got out of on that first pop, which was a good trade. And then it fell down to, and, you know, closed at 150.49. Now I was long the stock as well. And, you know, like, you know, the, I think 151 and a half area. And, you know, and then you look at the stock this morning after the earnings results and, you know, the stock's trading 163, 15 was the last trade. I mean, it actually hit a high of 167. So yeah, Target worked out very well. And I know there was a lot of weakness yesterday, but I was watching that call volume, the call put ratio all day, and it was very positive. It was staying positive all day long, which gave me the confidence to hold on to that position. And, you know, so yeah, Target, TGT, Tom Grace Tom was a good winner yesterday for me, Emily.
Nice chance for a win there, Bill. And tomorrow we will check in with you about today's Ross Stores pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.